Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Those were the sounds of local musicians playing at the Letcher County Farmers Market in downtown Whitesburg. The blender you heard in the background is part of the food preparation for the summer feeding program, of which the Farmers Market site is the first of its kind.
Big news today, we had our highest reach, and there were 57 meals served today. So, for the summer feeding program, that is a big number.
That was Valerie Horn, Project Director of Apple Tree, Appalachians Together Restoring Our Eating Environment, speaking at a press conference at the Letcher County Farmers Market on Saturday, July 26. The press conference was called to celebrate the U.S. Department of Agriculture's designation of the Letcher County Farmers Market as a summer feeding site. Along with Mayor James Wiley Craft, Letcher County Judge Executive Jim Ward welcomed everyone.
It's not all about selling the products as much as it is bringing the community back together. And if you look at the faces in the crowd, that's what a lot of this is about.
The summer feeding program site at the Farmers Market provides free farm-to-table meals to children under the age of 18 throughout the summer break. Adults can buy breakfast at a discounted price. Cindy Wilmarth spoke on behalf of the Kentucky Department of Education.
Part of our job, what we get to do is we get to celebrate, and this is one of the biggest celebrations that we have had. I have a little note here from Mike. This site served 65 meals or 57 meals today. Last month, the total amount of meals was 65. So that's a huge growth. So congratulations to you. That's wonderful. And I also, I have heard, and I can say this with pretty good authority, that this is the only farmers market feeding site for summer in the country. So wow, yeah. And USDA is very, very excited about this model.
Local, state, and national partnerships were built and solidified in order to make this program possible. Some of the many partners include the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the National School Lunch Program, Kentucky Department of Education, Community Farm Alliance, the East Kentucky Food Systems Collaborative, Grow Appalachia hosted by Cowan Community Center, the Mountain Shrine Club, the Mountain Heritage Festival Committee, the Letcher County School System, the Letcher County Health Department, Whitesburg Mayor James Wiley Craft, and the Whitesburg City Council.
I say sometimes there are disadvantages to living in a small town, and it's very rarely that I say that, but sometimes there are. But sometimes there are some huge advantages to living in a small town, and this was one of the cases where that paid off. We knew what we needed and who could help us with that. So with just a matter of a few phone calls, we were able to get this program going. It's a little step, but we're in motion and have laid the foundation and have hopefully some bigger plans that will be moving from this next year.
And the last thing we celebrate here is community. There's something that magical that happens when people come together in a community and do something like this. They say, we can make this happen. We can do this. This is a model for what's to come all over the country. And we couldn't think of anything better for right now than what's happening here.
Again, that was Cindy Wilmarth and Valerie Horn. The summer feeding program also increases business for local farmers, as well as increasing access of healthy foods to the community. Don Maggard spoke on behalf of the growers.
Does everybody like bean and corn?
Yeah.
Good. It's over on the table. Take it home with you. No, I'm glad to be a part of this year. It's helped me in many different ways, a lot of different ways. It's helped me, and I'm glad that all the friends and people that I've met since I've been here, that means a lot to me to be able to meet people and talk with them and learn about them, how they grow this and how they grow that. But without the other help that I have received through Grow Appalachia and all the other programs there that they have mentioned, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing because I'm retired, just a retired coal miner, worked 37 years underground in the coal mines, and I'm glad today to be a part of this, and it has meant a lot to me because I know how you all, any of you that just depends upon Social Security, then this year is a great big help when it comes to money-wise, and I'm glad today to be a part of that. And I thank you all for everything that you buy from me. It means a lot, and I thank you for it.
Again, that was Don Maggard. There were also representatives present from Congressman Hal Rogers and Governor Steve Beshear's offices. Both spoke to how this program aligns with the vision of the SOAR, Shaping Our Appalachian Region, initiative, a region-wide initiative led by the governor and congressman. Daniel Wilson, Wolf County Agriculture Extension Agent and chair of the SOAR Agriculture Community Regional Foods Working Group, delivered the following statement on behalf of the governor.
This project exemplifies the positive impact that a public-private partnership can have on a community. Thanks to the cooperative efforts of many government agencies and philanthropic groups, Letcher County now has a sustainable, healthy foods program that directly benefits resident children and farmers while emphasizing the importance of nutrition, agriculture, and buying local.
The market also accepts WIC benefits. WIC participants can pick up vouchers from the Letcher County Health Department, $20 worth per participant. Due to the market's partnership with Community Farm Alliance, they also participate in the Double Dollars program, where any WIC participant using vouchers can receive double the dollar amount in produce. Tim McNeely, Rural Development Coordinator for the Kentucky USDA office, also spoke.
You guys have done something that serves as a model that can be replicated throughout the country. We're very proud of you for that. It means a lot to know that in Whitesburg we've got a model that can serve the rest of the country, and it's an exciting time for you and it's an exciting time for us.
While the farmers market summer feeding side has finished for the season, it will be back next summer. Children can still get hot meals during the week in the Letcher County Central High School cafeteria from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. and from 11:15 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. through the Summer Food Service Program. The Letcher County Farmers Market runs 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday through October and will soon accept SNAP benefits. For more information on any of these programs, you can contact Valerie Horn by calling the Apple Tree office at 606-634-9468. Letcher County Agriculture Extension Agent Shad Baker helped close with the following words.
You know, there's been a thought of uncertainty about what lies ahead for our county. And we feel like when we see something like this, that people are learning to be entrepreneurs, they're learning how to produce something off the land, and they're making use of the resources that they have. The future of that community has to be great. And when our children see what we're doing, that has to be an encouragement to them, and it works out for the best for them in the future.
Reporting for WMMT, I'm Elizabeth Sanders.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.